Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Farrell, good morning again.
Good morning, Gavin. Well, a big one today because it's expected that Irish coach Andy Farrell will be confirmed as the one to take over the British and Irish Lions tour to Australia next year. He's certainly one of the most highly regarded coaches in the game in the Northern Hemisphere, and this won't come as any surprise. This comes off the back of him agreeing to remain on in charge with Ireland until the end of the 2027 World Cup. RTE analyst Bernard Jackman joins me on the line. Bernard, is he the right man for the job, first of all?
Yeah, first of all, I think he's definitely the right man for the job. Obviously, has huge experience of being an assistant coach. What he's done with Ireland in terms of getting Ireland to number one, the world, winning the Grand Slam, his relationship with players. So I think he's the clear standout choice. And I think also from an Irish point of view, it's not a bad thing. I think when you look back, he was offered a role in 2021. He turned it down because he was quite new into being head coach of Ireland, whereas now this is his second World Cup cycle. In actual fact, I think for him mentally, that year away from Ireland will be good. He'll be exposed to new players, new ideas, new coaches with the Lions, and it gives our assistant coaches, one of them, a chance to step up, so we may get a clearer idea of who Farrell's successor will be if he doesn't finish his contract or if he's not, if he leaves after the next World Cup. So for a Paul O'Connell, for a Simon Easterby, for an Andrew Goodman, one of them will take a more senior role. And it's I suppose it's a year trial really to see, do we have the successor to Andy Farrell in our system. So I don't really see any massive downside to it.
Yeah, and maybe just explain to our listeners how that will work, because and the practical side of it, because this has happened before. I think it was Warren Gatland, where he stepped aside from Wales, took the Lions. So someone will step into Andy Farrell's place, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So Rob Howley effectively took a more senior role under Warren Gatland. So for that year, Warren Gatland became a full-time employee of the Lions rather than the Welsh Rugby Union. And, you know, he stayed away from Welsh training sessions, etc. And he basically just went around to all the Six Nations teams to see them train, to meet the players, and obviously was watching games in the Champions Cup and the Six Nations with a viewpoint to selecting his Lions squad at the end of the season. So, yeah, that and then effectively Andy Farrell or David Nussafora or David Humphreys even will decide who is going to take a senior role, and someone will have to step up. You need to have a clarity around who the head coach is. And as I said, Andrew Goodman's only coming in, he's replacing Mike Catt. So Simon Easterby is the most experienced of those coaches, so maybe he's the one. But as I said, we'll have continuity. It won't really disrupt Ireland that much, but it will give those assistant coaches a chance to taste a little bit more responsibility, and we'll see how they perform.
And maybe, Bernard, one or two of those coaches might go with him on the Lions trip.
Yeah, they may, but that'll be different. So the assistant coaches can do their normal job for the 8 months of the season, you know, November internationals, Six Nations, and then go and join the Lions tour. Whereas over in the last two cycles, the head coach has basically been full time for a year, you know, planning, selecting, meeting coaches, players, etc., and also liaising with his staff. So effectively, you know, one of those Irish coaches could do both. But I think the priority for Ireland now would be to get clarity around how we replace Farrell for that year. And obviously, if some of those assistant coaches get a chance to go on the Lions tour, well then that'll be a great experience for their development as well. But I think we couldn't expect Farrell to bring too many of them in either. I mean, he's going to have to mix it up and tap into the coaches that are in England, Wales and Scotland too to formulate a complete team.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you once again, Bernard Jackman there joining me on Morning Ireland. Bundy Aki and Nicola Friday have been named the Guinness Rugby Writers Irish 15s Players of the Year. The awards took place last night. Liverpool came from a goal down to beat Fulham 2-1 in the first leg of their Carabao Cup semi-final. So the sides will meet again in just under 2 weeks' time, the 24th of January. Manager Jurgen Klopp knows his team still have some work to do.
The boys turned it around again, and I think fully deserved in the end. We won this game, but of course it's only first leg, and we know that we have to go there. But for now, it's fine. I liked a lot of things about it. And again, it's cup competition, you have to win it, and now we need a result in the second game as well. It was always clear. Nobody thought we will have a result tonight where we can I don't know, send whoever, the U15s there. But that was always clear that it was two legs, two tough legs. Fulham is still in. That's the way they will see it. That's we know as well. So, but now a couple of days off, really important. And then we will go again.
That's Jurgen Klopp. We wish the Irish women's pursuit team all the best today in their bronze medal race against Germany at the European Championships. These track championships taking place in the Netherlands. A remarkable recovery yesterday. They actually suffered a crash in qualifying, but worked their way through the rounds and now have this bronze medal to aim for. That race gets underway at 5:43 Irish time. All-Ireland champions Limerick made a winning start to 2024. They beat Clare in the Munster Hurling League. Youthful enough looking team there from Limerick. Armagh qualified for the Dr. McKenna Cup semi-finals with a win over Tyrone. Monaghan overcame Fermanagh to join Armagh, Derry and Donegal in the last four. There was one other game as well last night. Down beat Cavan in the night's other match. Mark Allen beat John Higgins to advance to the quarterfinals at the Masters. He'll meet Robert Milkins or Mark Selby. And finally, there's racing today in Clonmel. Still waiting to hear about an inspection which took place there this morning. That meeting due to get underway at 12:25.